With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At least six people were reported dead when three tornadoes slammed into Tennessee communities around the capital of Nashville. National Weather Service forecaster Scott Unger says there was widespread devastation from just one of the tornadoes that touched down in Clarksville, Tennessee.
114 homes that were destroyed, 268 homes with major damage. Unfortunately, we had three people that were killed along with 62 injuries. And that's just in the past that was in Middle Tennessee. This tornado actually continued into Kentucky, and it was actually a full path of about 42 miles.
In all, 11 Tennessee counties were affected by Saturday's tornadoes and severe weather. It's coming up on the holidays, and people are looking to travel. Correspondent Rita Foley reports the AAA says Americans just want to get away for both Christmas and New Year's.
The AAA says the desire to get away is stronger than they've seen in a very long time. People are willing to adjust their budgets in other areas of their life, says spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. But they want to keep traveling, she says. Top destinations this year include Florida, California, the Virgin Islands, and London.
Firefighters are searching a mound of rubble after a six-story corner of a Bronx apartment building collapsed, leaving apartments exposed like a stack of shelves. There are no reports of injuries as of early evening Monday, but authorities say they'll keep scouring the debris until they're sure no one is trapped. Firefighters are using a search dog, a robotic dog, and at least one drone in their search. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 157 points, the Nasdaq rose 28, the S&P advanced 18, oil up 9 cents to $71.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish this have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. Most Republican-controlled states have adopted bans. This is SRN News. A cashless society is causing problems for many people.
Just as technological shifts created the cashless society, further advances are now helping charitable groups for the homeless who are in danger of being left behind. Charitable groups for those living on the street have now developed electronic payment methods that in some cases will enable donations from smartphones. But nothing is perfect, and experts warn many are still being locked out in the cashless world we live in. Jason Walker reporting.
A group of lawmakers from New England and Alaska say a federal program that protects the health and well-being of commercial fishermen should be expanded to include substance use disorder and worker fatigue. They say expanding the program would help fishermen access more safety training and mental health resources. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.